contestants are a stage manager from Columbia, Maryland, Shayna O'Neill. A web developer from Staten Island, New York, Matt Gargano. And our returning champion, a political consultant from Woodbridge, Virginia, Karen Farrell, whose six-day cash winnings total $115,603. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Donnie. Always a very exciting moment on Jeopardy when a player goes over the $100,000 mark, which is what happened to Karen yesterday. Today, will she add to that total, or will Shayna and Matt start a new run? We'll start finding out right now, won't we? We put the board in motion to reveal these categories for the Jeopardy round. Calendars. Next. I'm so there for it. After, all five letters in quotation marks. You know what that means. The Moth. Armchair Expert. And finally, we deal with podcasts. Very popular. Karen, start.
Calendars for 600.
I still have a few weeks to change my Asian lunar calendar. It will soon be the year of this small creature. Karen?
That's a rat.
Rat is right.
Calendars for 8.
I'm confused. This calendar had Adar Sheni, its leap month, in 2019, not 2020. Matt.
What is Hebrew?
Yes, Hebrew or Jewish calendar.
Let's go with calendars for 1,000.
The calendar I just got doesn't say it's using the new style created by the 13th Pope of this name, but it's a good guess. Matt again.
What is Julian?
No. Shayna.
What is Gregorian?
Gregorian or
Gregor?
Gregory. I'm looking at our judges. He's saying no. So the correct response is Gregory. Gregory the 13th. We go back to Matt, though, for the selection.
Let's go with after for 1,000.
Proverbially, you turn on these devices in a jet engine when you really want to get moving fast. Matt.
What are the afterburners?
That's it.
Let's go with the Moth for 800.
Also known as the measuring worm, this moth larva may look cute, but it can be quite destructive to fruit trees. Matt.
What is the inchworm?
That's it.
Let's go with after for 600.
Adjective for a car's replacement parts. Matt.
What is it, aftermarket?
You got it.
Let's go with armchair expert for 1,000.
That Aeron desk chair is so sleek, it should be in a museum. In fact, one became part of the collection of this New York City Museum in 1994. Karen.
As the Museum of Modern Art.
That's it.
Podcast for 1,000.
Song Exploder breaks down a classic tune as when this Fleetwood Mac singer guitarist discussed Go Your Own Way. Karen.
Is Lindsey Buckingham?
Yes.
Podcast for 8.
On his podcast, Under the Skin, this British comedian tackles serious topics like personal growth. Shayna.
Who is Brand?
Russell Brand. You got him.
Podcast for 6.
In 2019, the Rewatchables celebrated the 30th anniversary of this movie about Charlie Sheen and his Cleveland Indians teammates. Matt.
What is Major League?
That's the movie.
Let's go with after for 800.
I sense you know it's the remaining sensation about an experience, often a bad one. Karen.
Or the after effects?
No. Matt.
What is aftertaste?
Aftertaste, yes.
Let's go with I'm so there for it for 1,000.
1917 arrives soon, and I've got an invite to Prince Yusupov's. Sounds fun. He'd never try to poison, shoot, and drown an old Siberian like me. Matt.
Who's Rasputin?
Correct.
Let's go with the moth for 1,000.
Answer. Nearly double. Now, Matt, before I ask you to make your wager, we have a change in scoring to announce, which may have some effect on your decision. It affects Karen. Our judges have decided to accept your response of after effects, so you're picking up $1,600. That takes you to $3,400. Now, Matt, how much of your $4,600 are you going to put at risk?
$1,000.
$1,000 it is. The final stages of this oddly mobile seed with a national name is the emergence of a moth that has cocooned inside.
What is the larvae?
No, what is the Mexican jumping bean?
Mexican jumping bee.
The lead is still yours, but the margin is only 200. Go again.
Let's go with armchair expert for 800.
Rustic-looking chairs made of natural woods are in this style, named for an upstate New York mountain range. Matt.
What is Adirondack?
That's right.
Armchair expert, 600.
In 2019, one of these chairs from the Titanic was up for auction. About 10 are still known to exist. Shayna.
What are deck chairs?
That's right, and that takes you out of the hole onto the plus side for $400. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back and chat with the three of you following these messages.
Promotional consideration provided by Consumer Cellular, where low rates and award-winning service are just the beginning.
Our whole family connects over Sunday dinner and with Consumer Cellular.
They're a perfect fit for us.
We get exactly what we need and save money.
Pass the rolls.
Talk, text, and data as low as $20 a month. Make the switch to Consumer Cellular. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Shayna O'Neill is a stage manager from Columbia, Maryland. Yo-Yo Ma once kissed you on the cheek.
Were
you managing one of his contests?
I was not in charge, but I was working backstage, and it was a big outdoor concert with a really big storm. We didn't know if we were going to get through it or if anyone would come. It turned out to be a really big success, and he ran backstage. I think I was just the first person he saw, and he said, "We did it, we did it," and then he kissed me on the cheek. So
nice man.
He has lovely.
He has done clues for us. He's been a guest on the program. Mm-hmm. So. Matt Gargano from Staten Island, New York, named your dog after a Christmas movie. I'm trying to run through my brain Christmas movies. You tell us.
It's not a well-known movie, but when we got our dog, there was a placeholder picture from the rescue on their website, so we didn't know what he would look like. Mm-hmm. And when we picked him up, he had these huge ears, and I immediately thought, wow, that's Nestor from Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey.
Well, good for you. That's great. Karen Farrell is our champion. She is from Virginia, and she collects vintage earrings. Are you wearing vintage earrings today?
No, I'm not wearing them today, but I don't have pierced ears. So I started collecting vintage earrings because back in the 40s, 50s, even back into the 20s, a lot of women didn't pierce their ears. So
twisted that little gizmo and tightened it on your lobe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back into this. Shayna, you got yourself out of the hole. Now start building on that.
Podcast for 200.
Completes the title of a podcast devoted to a Sarah Michelle Gellar series. Buffering. Karen?
What is the Vampire Slayer?
That's right.
I'm so there for 800.
The 100s are my time. So I'm going to put my name on a wall that runs from Wall's End on Tyne to Bonus on Solway. Karen?
Is this Hadrian?
Yes.
I'm so there for 600.
I hear Lake Tanganyika is lovely. Sure, I'll head over there and find out why no word from Dr. Livingston. Karen.
Was Stanley?
Henry Morton Stanley, yes.
I'm so there for 4.
Why, yes, in 1860, I will use $200,000 in donations to found my training school for nurses in London. Thank you very much. Karen.
Is Florence Nightingale?
Right.
I'm so there for 2.
It's 399 BC, and I'm ready for my trial. 500 Greek jurors are sure to give this harmless elderly philosopher a fair shake. Karen.
Who's Socrates?
Yeah.
The moth for 6.
The larva of Bombyx mori never gets to leave the cocoon, which is turned into this cloth. Karen.
The silk?
Silk is right.
Calendars for 4.
If anyone is still keeping track, it's the month of Nivose, year 228, on this European country's revolutionary calendar. Karen.
Was France?
Yes, less than a minute now.
After for 4.
The placenta, post-main event. Matt.
What is afterbirth?
Right.
Armchair expert for 400.
An X-shaped chair of the Italian Renaissance is also known as this divine Italian poet's chair. Shayna.
Who is Dante?
Yeah.
Armchair for 2.
JFK used this type of chair to combat back pain. The movement was thought to relieve tension in the lower back. Matt.
What is a lumbar?
No. Karen.
It's a rocking chair?
Rocking chair, yeah.
The moth for 4.
In this Thomas Harris thriller, The Death's Head Hawk Moth is used by the villain Buffalo Bill. Karen.
The Silence of the Lambs.
That's it.
And with that, you go to 7,200. And Shayna, in third place with 800, will go first in Double Jeopardy. There's a lot of cash available in this Double Jeopardy round, Shayna, so it's not as daunting a task to catch up to Karen. You pick from these categories. It's a hand. Hey, it's Michigan. Criminal slang, rock bands, my professions in the book title. You give us the profession, please. Protests, and finally, sliding into your CMs. Where do we start?
Slang for 1,200, please.
The answer there, the Daily Double. All right. You can risk up to $2,000.
$2,000, please.
Okay, here is the clue. Fans of Law and Order know this adjective, meaning previous, can be a noun, meaning a previous arrest or conviction.
What is prior?
That's it, and you have $2,800. All right, keep it going.
Slang for eight.
Before the days of public relations firms, mouthpiece was slang for this professional. Karen.
That's a lawyer.
Lawyer is right.
Profession for $1,200.
Stephen Dedalus. The profession is artist. Portrait of the artist as a young man. Back to you, Karen.
Profession for $16.
Natty Bumpo. Shayna.
What is a tailor?
No. What is Pathfinder, Deer Slayer? James Fenimore Cooper's creation. Karen, back to you.
Let's try profession for $2,000.
George Smiley. What is Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy? Karen, back to you.
Rock bands for
$1,200. Okay. The other Daily Double is there.
$3,000.
Three it is. Here is the clue. In 1988, New Jersey was a number one album by this band that's from there.
What's Bon Jovi?
You got him. And you now have a total of $11,000. And the Daily Doubles are gone, so you don't have to keep fishing for them.
Rock bands for $16.
Featuring Clapton, Winwood, and Baker, 1969's Blind Faith has been described as the first rock band to be one of these special formations. Karen.
What's a supergroup?
You got it.
Rock bands for $2,000.
Brian Ferry and mates reunited to play Avalon as this band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019. And that would be Roxy Music. Karen.
Let's try protest for $1,200.
Among the first of many demonstrations to protest this conflict was in August of 1963, part of a Hiroshima commemoration. Karen.
What's the Vietnam War?
You got it.
Protest for $16.
Days of protests on this island in 2019 forced Governor Ricardo Rosello to say he'd leave office. Karen again.
Was Puerto Rico?
Correct.
Protest for $2,000.
Also known as Workers' Day and observed around the world each spring, in 2019 it featured protests for minimum wage raises and shorter shifts. Karen.
Was May Day?
Yep.
CMs for $1,200.
A quote from his ever cheery The Road. There is no God, and we are his prophets. Karen.
Is Cormac McCarthy?
Yes.
CMs for $16.
You have the gall to tell me that he brought Burgundy under his control in the 700s and that he was Pepin the Short's dad? Matt.
Who is Charlemagne?
No. Karen?
Is Charles Martel.
Yes.
CMs for $2,000.
Chappelle's Show dramatized this man's encounters with the one and only Rick James. Matt?
Who's Charlie Murphy?
Right.
Let's go with criminal slang for $2,000.
A pun on a vacation resort company's name. This is slang for a cushy federal prison for white-collar criminals. Matt?
What is Club Fed?
Yes.
Let's go with criminal slang for $1,600.
This high-flying verb means to smuggle a letter into prison or to write a bogus check outside of prison. Matt.
What is kite?
Kite, yes.
Let's go with it's a hand, it's Michigan for $2,000.
Near the tip of the pinky is this Center for the Arts, where parents have sent talented children since 1928. And that would be Interlochen. Back to you, Matt.
Rock Band's 800.
Many songs by Everclear concern this person in our lives, as in Hymn of Mine, Tell Me Where Have You Been. Shayna.
What is Father?
Father of Mine, yes.
Profession for 8.
Julius No. Karen.
Was Doctor?
Doctor. Doctor No, yeah.
Michigan for 16.
Right there in the webbing of the Michigan hand is Madonna's city of birth, named for its location on this bay. Matt.
What is Green Bay?
No. Shayna or Karen? Mm-mm. What is Saginaw Bay? Back to you, Karen.
Michigan for 12.
At the bottom center of the palm is this penitentiary city, named for the president who signed Michigan into statehood. And that would be Jackson. Karen.
CM for 8.
This softly named Puritan minister examined Christianity in New England with Magnalia Christi Americana. Karen.
Who's Cotton Mather.
Right. Less than a minute now.
Protest for 8.
In 1932, Jaya Narayan was jailed in India for protesting British rule in this two-word non-violent way. Matt?
What is civil disobedience?
Yes.
Let's go with sliding into your CMs for 400.
This MSNBC host served as the top aide for House Speaker Tip O'Neill in the 80s. Karen?
Is Chris Matthews?
Yep.
Michigan for 8.
Over toward the pinky side is this city, where Gerald Ford got married in 1948. The city is named for the swift current of a river. And that would be Grand Rapids. Karen?
Profession for 4.
Porthos. Karen?
Was a musketeer.
Good. And with that, you have once again turned the game into a runaway. Let's take a look at the category for Final Jeopardy, shall we? Constitutional amendments. All right. Constitutional amendments. Clue in a moment.
Rain set to impact your weekend. I'm breaking down when the showers will start and how long they will last.
Baltimore speaks out over a disturbing assault. Their feelings of disgust after a man is robbed and set on fire.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Constitutional amendments. That's the subject for our final today. Here is the clue, players. Until a 1913 amendment allowed this, one-third of U.S. government revenue came from liquor. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Jeopardy contestant should be familiar with the Constitution and how many amendments have there been. So it's a limited number. We come to you, Shayna. You had 2,000. Were you able to come up with the right one?
I don't think so.
No? What is property tax? No, that's not the right one. And that'll cost you nothing. So you remain at 2,000. Let's go to Matt. He had 7,800. He came up with the correct response, income tax. And he sent love to Teresa. So he did two good things on this. And he added $200 to bring him up to an even 8,000. Our champion, Karen Farrell, 22,600 going into final. She will add to that because she came up with income tax and probably risked 1,600. Yeah, that seems to be a favorite number for you. You go to 24,200 and now 139,803. Young lady, you're on a roll. Keep it going. Rest up this weekend. We'll see her on Monday and you as well, we hope. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by
It's not too late to start your New Year's resolution to look and feel better. If you're searching for a lower carb way to lose weight, then the Keto 30 Challenge could be perfect for you.
Start your day with a keto meal shake. Eat two low carb meals, drink a refreshing keto BHB, and get moving.
Start your keto journey today with KetoLogic's Keto 30 Challenge.
With J6, you can play 12 extra clues from each day's show. You find it on Jeopardy.com or on your Amazon Alexa device.